Well, I'm now standing in front of the church in Monse where the wedding for the Sound of Music took place. I've led a group of students over here, and I think I'm safe in saying that there's about half of us that are totally ecstatic about seeing the church in which the wedding of Sound of Music took place, and another half that they're not so ecstatic about seeing it. You can definitely tell going to the church and the gift shop with the plethora of Sound of Music merchandise that's available in the church gift shop that they know on which side their bread is buttered. Monse doesn't just have the wedding church, which the wedding took place at. It also has the world's largest privately owned lake, which is where I'm heading to now, and where I think probably some of the group who didn't come to the church are now busy swimming away. So, I probably won't be able to talk about it in this particular audio boo, but hopefully I'll say it in the, if we can find a place to upload this one on the way there, and then I'll try to maybe talk a little about the lake. The church itself looks about the 1700s or the 1800s, so it's certainly an older church. It's got very nice art in it. It's a very beautiful church that's inside, but I don't really know too much about it, and even looking and trying to find some stuff on the web, all it said was this was the church where the Sound of Music took place, and the wedding took place. So, again, you can tell why it is that people come here again for that wedding service. So, that's it from this particular church. I'll hopefully be able to do something later.